Empowerment Zone. Each week, psychic healer Bonnie Jean and Belle Salisbury interview guests who share with you cutting-edge manifesting techniques that empower you for success. The Empowerment Zone will guide you to being more conscious mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually so that you can ascend from fear to hope. The Empowerment Zone offers a combination of practical and metaphysical information that will keep you growing, learning, and mastering your destiny. We encourage you to get in line to ask your question or to receive a free psychic reading based on the topic. Please call 949-272-9578 now or post your questions in chat. Now let's join the Empowerment Zone.
Good evening. Welcome to Triangle Variety Radio Show, The Empowerment Zone. I want to thank you for taking your valuable time to tune in and listen to us today as we guide you and empower you to be the master of your destiny. My name is Bonnie Jean, and I'm a master psychic healer and teacher. I am a natural-born psychic who is professionally trained to read and move energy. My training started at the age of 6 through my mother, and I became professionally certified as a teacher through Golden Rose Psychic Services. I have been experimenting with how the universe works consciously since the age of 13. And I am joined by the wonderful co-host Belle Salisbury, who is a psychic medium and a spiritual counselor. In addition to offering guidance to her clients, she has assisted in many murder and missing person cases, giving valued information to bring about resolve to unanswered questions by seeing through the eyes of the victim, often giving the details of events, descriptions of the perpetrators' vehicles, and the locations of the crime. Now, Belle is also the owner and creator of an online magazine called Belle Esprit, which brings knowledge and inspirations to those who seek knowledge around spirituality and the paranormal. And you can find a copy of this month's issue at www.bellesprit.com. And I do want to give a shout out because Belle does host a radio show on Friday called Live with Belle Salisbury from 8 to 9 p.m., which brings education for the body, mind, and spirit. Well, Belle, how are you tonight?
I am wonderful. Happy Wednesday to you.
Yes, happy hump day. We're almost there.
Yes, too bad we don't have Mike. Mike, what day is it?
Yeah, so how's your week been?
It's been very prosperous. You know, it's been very good. I stay busy. And, of course, now it's my time of month to where it's time to start working on putting together our next issue, our April issue of Belle Esprit magazine.
Ooh, and that, if anybody hasn't had a chance to go look at it, I really recommend it. There's a lot of wonderful people who write for it, and they're real down to earth, and they give some really good information. So, and I'm going to give that out again, Belle. It's www.bellesprit.com. And tonight, Belle, we have a really incredible show. Tonight we're going to be helping those who are suffering from things like MS or illnesses. And right now I want to invite anybody who wants to get in line to get a free reading or to ask questions to call in. The number's 949-272-9578, and they can just hit option one, or they can join us through live chat. So, Belle, let's talk about, because Michael Griffin's going to be our guest tonight, and Michael discusses miraculous healing and sound therapy, and, you know, I myself have, using the Ho'oponopono, I healed myself from seizures, but you know, there's a lot of modalities out there for healing. There's Reiki, there's the Christ Force Healing Grid, we've got traditional medicine, we've got acupuncture and acupressure, and those really work on the physical body, but you as a reader also, I've got to point this out for our listeners, Belle does healing with her voice. And she can really take you into a calm place through meditation. And so, Belle, when did people start telling you, "Oh, you're really a healer with your sound"?
Oh my gosh, I had a storefront in New York when my husband and I lived there called The Whispering Willow. And we were located in northern New York. And I used to host, excuse me, every Sunday afternoon, I would host a meditation session. And people would come to either learn about meditation or to experience meditation. And everybody kept saying to me, I come just to hear your voice. Your voice is so calming.
Ah.
And you just soothe me. And I just feel so relaxed when I walk out of here. And I'm you know, ready to face whatever challenges I have, you know, based on, you know, and I really rely on spirit to guide me as to what topic or subject to even discuss in a meditation, you know. And
right.
So people kept saying, why don't you make a CD and sell them? And I'm like, oh, gosh, are you kidding? This voice? Are you nuts? You know, but there's something to it, I guess. It, you know, folks just seem to really appreciate it.
Did you ever study any of the linguistic programming?
I've taken, no, I haven't learned anything in the linguistics. You know, the only training I've ever had was with Reiki. You know, I went through Reiki 2.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gist of it, honestly, just for what I feel, comes through spirit.
Right. I noticed when I'm in healing sessions and working with clients, and, you know, we can all heal. And I'm going to be, you know, very, very blunt here. My mom suffered from MS, and she suffered from cancer. And, you know, her healing came about when she passed away. And
mm-hmm.
that is a healing to our physical body, in essence, or our spirit. But like myself, if anybody's not familiar with the Ho'oponopono, it's a Hawaiian healing technique in which you say the four graces, which are, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And it's an atonement process that's still used in Hawaii today. And what happened is I was suffering from seizures. Every time I would have milk or non-organic beef, within 72 hours I would have a seizure. And I ended up learning about the Ho'oponopono, and given my schedule, I was able to go in and meditate for 30 minutes three times a day. And by the third day, I felt an amazing shock in my back of my neck. And I said, I sat up and I went, oh my gosh, I bet you I can go have ice cream now. I got up, I left my home, I went and got ice cream, and I never had a seizure again. So
wow.
The Ho'oponopono, people can look it up. It's four phrases. You say, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And Belle, have you ever done the meditations where you do a body scan from head to toe?
I do that,
and
yes.
Just,
oftentimes
okay,
in my reading.
Yeah, and that's how I did it. I just went head to toe, and did a body scan. And, you know, maybe you can tell, how do you use it in your readings, doing a body scan with people? You just look for their pictures, and maybe you can explain that. People probably don't know that we hold pictures in the weirdest places of our body that can be read.
What I do is, of course, I read energy, so I tap into their energetic field. And a lot of times in a reading, a person will say, well, how's my health? And so what I'll do is I'll start at the top of their head, and spirit will immediately draw me to my attention to a particular area, and they will show me a shadow or a darkened area of concern. And as a metaphysician, that does not make me a PhD as in an MD. I'm a PhD as in metaphysician. So I cannot diagnose anyone, but I can state, you know, please get this checked. And I'll tell you, there was an experience I had many years ago with a young girl who came to my office for a reading. And at the end of the reading, it was very uneventful. At the end of the reading, I asked her if she had any more questions. And she says, I don't know. How's my health? And I did the scan, and immediately on the back of the right side of her head, there was a large, dark mass, a dark color. And I asked her, I said, I said, have you been having problems with headaches? And she goes, kind of. And I said, please get that checked. That's all I said. And she goes, okay, you know, no problem. And about 2 months later, this man comes into my shop. And he's a very gruff man. You know, he comes in and he asks my employees, is Belle here? And they were like, yeah. He goes, can I talk to her? You know, it, very gruff sounding. And they thought, oh, Belle's in trouble. You know, this man's mad.
Yeah.
So I went out to the showroom, you know, where my shop was, and introduced myself. And I said, can I help you? And he goes, he took off his baseball cap. And he was an older man. And he goes, ma'am, he said, you don't know me. But 2 months ago, you did a reading for my daughter, and you told her there was something in the back of her head, and immediately it triggered the memory, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, yes, I remember her. And he goes, well, lady, he said, my daughter just got out of surgery this morning where they took a tumor out of her head, and because of you, and he points at me, he goes, my daughter is alive today. And
okay.
Then he spun on his heels, and he walked out the door. And I stood there before I could even react. I'm like, what? You know, and he was gone. And it was such a turning point for me, Bonnie, because I realized the intensity of these readings that we're giving to individuals. And I thank God, you know, that she listened and followed through with, you know, what Spirit recommended for her. And I realized that here's a man who probably didn't even believe in what I did, but felt that he had to come in and thank me for the direction that I gave his daughter.
Yes, and what a miracle. I could feel the chills as you were talking about that. What people may not understand, and real quick, I want to give out the call-in number. If anybody would like to call in tonight, the number is 949-272-9578. Option one, and you can get in line for a reading. But in the technique that I use, which is the Golden Rose technique that comes from Berkeley Psychic Institute out of Berkeley, California, the way we read energy is that it's either your energy or someone else's energy. And if it's someone else's energy or some other energy, it's going to look black. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll go in to do a reading and the person will be so clouded with other people's energy because they don't meditate. So I will take a rose, basically a little vehicle, and start clearing that out. And in clearing it out, then I can get down to what their energy is. But in my technique, when I see dark energy, black energy, it just simply means it's foreign to the body. And so clearing that and moving that, now that energy had probably been sitting there for they're telling me for several months to a year. And by that energy of someone else's energy sitting there, it went into the brain and actually started affecting it through tumor. So, wow, you saved a life. What a miracle you are, Belle.
No, Spirit saved that life, not me. I'm just the messenger.
Well, Belle, we're gonna go ahead and take a station break here, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more miraculous healings.
Psychic healer Bonnie Jean. Psychic healer Bonnie Jean is a master psychic who teaches psychic development and gives in-depth life-changing readings that are accurate and astounding. She is a medium, clairvoyant, clairaudient, channels, reads, and moves energy. Bonnie Jean remembers the day before she was born and is an author, a survivor of a near-death experience, and she has gone through a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. A session with Bonnie is empowering, and she gives you the tools to empower you during the session. Bonnie specializes in meditation for mental health disorders, including depression, anxiety, bipolar, and PTSD, in which she helps people to heal. Contact Bonnie at psychichealerbonniejean.com and book your psychic healing session today.
You know, Belle, not everybody has to be psych or to heal. And I'm talking on a metaphysical way. I had a client call me 2 weeks ago because her animal had a tumor. And the animal was a beautiful little kitty. And she was starting not to eat. And she was only 13 months old. And I could look into this kitty's golden eyes and see it starting to spread. And I said to the client, I said, every night I want you to put the palm of your hand on the back of this, I'm going to call it a child. She treats this cat like it's her baby and her child. But I said, put your hand, your palm of your hand on the back of the neck, and you will send life force energy through into the cat, and the cat will absorb and have more healing coming in. Now, she called me today and told me just from spending a week of putting her palm of her hand on the back of the cat's neck for 5 to 10 minutes a day, the cat is now playing and it's eating. So, you know, there's many different techniques that can be used to heal. And because the back of our neck is really where we have our pineal gland, and we have some really important glands back there, we can receive a lot of healing. And if I remember my teaching correctly, it's actually in the Orient that they will do this when someone is ill, is they have a habit, people will spend 2 to 3 hours just putting their hand under someone's neck and allowing what we call Reiki to flow through, and it heals.
It does, and you know, you really don't have to have any kind of formal training. It's nice to have if you want, if you want that certification, but really, healing works based on simply your intent.
Yes,
don't you think?
And the willingness.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Like if you think about it, you know how when you're having conversation with a friend, you know, or a stranger, if you're having conversation with someone and you have a tendency, like you just can't help it, you got to reach out and touch their shoulder, or you touch their arm, or you touch their knee, and you're making a point, and you're reaching out and you're touching them, what you're doing is actually sending in healing energy. And maybe instinctively or, you know, unconsciously, you're realizing that person needs that touch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Now, one of the things I've also had success with, and I do distance Reiki, is mm-hmm. I had a client in 2010 who called me, and she did what you did. Now, she was a cancer survivor, and she said to me, you know, do you see anything in my body? And I said, well, yes, I see a lump on your left breast. And she goes, well, you're absolutely correct. They've just found cancer there. So we did a healing session. She went back in to be x-rayed, and the cancer was gone. You know, it was not just me. When you're looking for healing, you have to really believe you're already mm-hmm. healed, mm-hmm. that the door is open. The door is open. And I worked with a gentleman, if there's any health nuts out there who do the health shakes, you really have to be careful with some of the protein shakes, because some of the protein shakes can actually cause cancer. And I had a gentleman who, you know, developed skin cancer on his head, and we did Reiki with him, and what the doctor, he ended up healing and turning super red, but the doctor said this man healed faster than anyone he had ever seen. So you can marry up Eastern and Western philosophies of healing. I never, ever, ever suggest that you get rid of Western medicine. We are
No.
where we are today because of Western medicine, you know. But if we can combine it, then we can take steps, if we're open to it, to have those miraculous healings.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, just use your own instinct. Use your own instinct.
That's very, very important to do that, to use your instinct. But what's also important is to ask Spirit. And Michael's going to be talking about how the angels helped him. And I want to kind of go into this. You know, we have to ask Spirit, what do I need to do? Who do I need to meet? What do I need to align to? And, you know, we talked about harnessing the universe last week through mantras and visualizations. I'll tell you a funny story, Belle.
Okay.
Several years ago, I came back to Maryland, and my daughter came to visit me, and I looked at her and I said, come on, let's go out on the trampoline. I want you with me just in case I break my neck. So we get outside. She looked at me. She's like, you're funny. And then we get out there and we start jumping on the trampoline, and I decide I'm going to try to do two flips in the air. And I land on my back, and I just about broke my neck. Ambulance ride to the hospital, fingers numb, shooting pain, and I'm laying there, and I've got people showing up laying crystals on me. So, you know, I end up in a neck brace, and I'm sitting there, and all I could do, and for anybody that knows, I also have degenerate disc arthritis. So when the doctor saw it, he said, you know, if 10 people fall, you're going to be the one that ends up paralyzed. They were like, how you're not paralyzed now is by the grace of God. So I would sit there with in my neck brace, and I would visualize running and jumping and doing cartwheels. And it wasn't because my body could do it right then. It was because I knew my body had the ability to heal. And if I saw myself walking around and healed, if I saw myself jumping and skipping, skipping, I knew that I would project that image and my body would line up to it. If there's anybody out there looking for a healing, one of the things that they can do is visualize themselves already healed. But the other thing is to repeat mantras like, I am grateful to be healed and whole. I am grateful I am working with healers who can heal me. You know, combining those manifestation techniques of the end results can go a long way to bridging the gap and making it possible to heal.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you said it before, the key is believing in it. You have to believe that your body is capable of healing itself.
Yes, you do. And you know what's really powerful about that belief is Jesus said, everything that I can do, you can do and greater.
Yep.
And we have to think about that. Jesus wasn't, and he said, I did it because I go to God. So if you lay your faith in God, in the supreme being, source, the creator who is at the edge of the universe, God will give us that ability to heal. It's only in moments of hopelessness that we slide backwards. But if we can maintain that hope, we're going to be able to heal. Belief is so powerful.
It is. I mean, you think about the millions of people who were told that they're going to die, you know, or who were told you'll never walk again, or were told you'll never be whole again, and then look what they did.
Yep. Yeah. You know, it's funny. My mom had MS, Bell, and she was at the point that she was in a wheelchair. And I had this dream of bumblebees stinging her. So I got up and I went to the computer and I found a website where this wonderful lady who was known as the bee venom lady had used bees to actually be stung, and she was able to walk again. By getting this prophetic dream, I went and I ordered bees, and we started stinging my mom's spine. And, you know, she got up and she walked from her wheelchair. You know, you got to pay attention to your dreams if you believe it's possible. Pay attention to inspiration. You know, look for good doctors and healers. It's not to say that she didn't have a Western doctor. She did. And they worked with her. And even they, you know, they were a little surprised that she was able to get up. And not only that, because she had cancer, the bee venom actually helped her with the cancer and with healing. And if anybody out there has arthritis, getting a beekeeper to work with you and get stung will actually help with reducing the inflammation that comes from arthritis. And the National Institute of Health did a study on this, I believe it was 1972. But the problem is the bees have to be alive, so you really can't bottle it. But even the National Institute of Health knows that there's healing within the venom of bees.
Now, and you also have to be careful.
So there's all kinds.
I'm deathly allergic to bees, and so that wouldn't be a working thing for me, you know. But I agree. You know, everything in this earth, everything in nature has, you know, provides what we need for our you know, to sustain our lives in a healthy way if we would just use it. And you know, Spirit mentioned to me a number of years ago, early 2000, he said, you know, to stop using food in a box, you know, like the hamburger helper and, you know, canned foods and whatnot, because they're so full of chemicals. And he said we need to focus on natural, straight from the ground, you know, natural.
Mm-hmm. We definitely do. All righty, Belle, we're going to take a quick break for a station update.
Reverend Belle Salisbury is an internationally recognized psychic medium known for her natural ability since childhood to see things that are going on around you and bring through messages from the spirit world. As a medium, Belle demonstrates her abilities by attuning herself to a higher frequency, along with help from those in the spirit world to bring messages from your loved ones. Belle Salisbury is able to cross the bridge between two worlds that allows her to see and communicate with your departed loved ones, helping to bring closure, resolve, and healing. As a psychic, Belle Salisbury offers readings for those seeking guidance, addressing your questions and concerns around your daily life with clarity and truth. Readings are available in person or by phone. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 910-229-3669. That's 910-229-3669. And please visit Belle at bellesalisbury.com to learn more about her services.
Welcome back. Alrighty, for the folks that want to get in line for a reading, the call-in number is 949-272-9578, and you want to hit option 1. And now I want to take a minute, Belle, and I want to introduce Michael. Michael Griffin has been a student, teacher, and researcher in Western and Eastern metaphysical and healing arts for more than 30 years. He's a practitioner of many disciplines, including alchemy, Kabbalah, Kundalini yoga, fire magic, and Wicca. Michael is a long-term practitioner of the art of using sound, and I'm going to spring it on him, but Belle, I'm going to ask him to do some sounds. When you hear his voice, you're just going to be like, whoa. You will feel it. Hopefully the sound quality is good. Michael has gone, I've gone with him. He goes to cancer locations and does sound healing for free to help out cancer patients. But he's a longtime practitioner of the art of using sound and the voice for healing the body. He's a member of the Sound Healers Association, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to research into the areas of sound and music as therapeutic and transformational modality. His direct connection to the archangels began over 10 years ago and coincided with his diagnosis of MS. Through his co-creative partnership with the archangels, meditation, breath, sound, and diet, he has been able to remove disease from his body and remain lesion-free for 4 years. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh,
hello, Michael.
Thank you for being here.
Now, here I am. Hi, yeah,
Michael,
hi. Thank you. No, thank you all for having me.
Oh, it is such an honor, such an honor. Well, Michael, one of the things, you're very spiritual, and you talk about changing your life when you were diagnosed with MS. So did you daily connect with Source? What did you do to get your guidance?
So I had been daily connecting to Source for many years prior to this. But as what I found usually happens to us when we have some life-altering event, like a diagnosis of a disease or a terminal disease or an accident or a car wreck or something that basically activates our kundalini or brings us into the place of presence, of being totally in the moment. Because when you get that diagnosis like I had, you don't care about your job. You don't care about anything. All you can think about is, I'm going to be in a wheelchair in 5 years and probably dead in 10. according to what this doctor is telling me, what do I do? So I was able. I was able to. Luckily, I have the. I had the support of family and friends. I had enough of a background in research to go in research, and I began a deeper connection. When things happen to me, I go deeper into spirit. I've never run away from it. I always go deeper and deeper into my spirituality. So I went into, I guess, overdrive, you would call it, but I went into daily practices of doing mantras, doing my sound healing on myself, of changing the way I eat. I noticed, I think Belle was talking about going out of the box for food. And not only did I go out of the box, but I started going out of modern, genetically modified food as little as possible, of getting rid of processes and processed food, sugars, salts, grains.
Absolutely.
Going more into fermented foods, kombuchas, which is a fermented tea, other foods which are fermented grains, sprouted grains, and other things like that to support my internal body. I was using Western medicine as well. I was on regimens of high-dose steroids and other antibiotics and everything else that they give you for MS. It's one of the during my meditations, what came to me is this is an autoimmune disease. So basically, the only way that modern science has to stop its spread is to basically destroy your immune system. And when it destroys the immune system, your body quits making the lesions for a while. That, to me, was not acceptable. So through my practices, I was able to come into almost an agreement with my disease and finding a way that the disease could find a mode of expression with me as a partner that wasn't going to kill us both.
How much of the sound healing can you share with us? I know from my experience with you that you do a sound healing that goes through all seven of the chakras. Would you be able to give us and the audience a blessing by sharing that sound technique with us?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, my daily regimen was always to get up in the morning. I actually at sometimes would do the Ho'oponopono, which you were talking about earlier, because it's a wonderful way just to connect into the divine, forgive yourself, you know, get rid of anything that was left over from the night before. I would do a prayer, something that it was a prayer that came through a wonderful friend of mine named Serafina Caldera, to reconnect myself to the divine fire of the Great Mother, and then I would go into a I guess I call it a check-in. It's a technique I learned from Jonathan Goldman, who was my teacher for sound healing for several years and who was the founder of the Sound Healers Association of America. It basically uses a seed sound for each of the major chakras in the body. His technique is different. In India, they have what they call the Bija seed sounds, which are like Ram, Bam, Sam, Lam, Yam. He takes it a little bit more basic and had turned them into just vowel sounds. So the technique is basically starting at the root chakra, the Muladhara. The seed sound is just that guttural And if you do that and you're sitting up straight, it will take you right down to that chakra. And that is the tone of that chakra.
Could you give us a taste of it?
Sure. I can try.
But, okay.
You see how my throat is here?
Wow.
And then
I have
you move
my
up
eyes
to,
closed.
You can feel that vibrant.
I can feel that. Could you
right
feel that, Belle?
Yes. Right in the root chakra.
Yeah, well, yeah, Michael is amazing healer. Anybody in the audience, I would recommend, because I'm going to ask Michael to do each one, if you close your eyes as you're listening to this, you will receive a healing, because Michael is a healer, and his voice, it's just phenomenal. Just close your eyes for the rest of this and just listen. So I'm sorry, we didn't mean to cut you off, but both Belle and I could feel it.
That's okay. All acts of love and joy are a pleasure. So I mean, that's the root, and that's where we begin, right? So you move then up. If you can move your attention, just concentrate on your breath for those of you who are listening out there, and move your attention up to your sacrum, to the sexual centers of the body, that watery place there of the moon. And this sound is the sound of ooh, that sound of just primal pleasure. And it's a little bit higher than the but it's basically the sound of
ooh. Oh.
You know, Michael, just as you were doing that, I thought to myself, that's not human. That sound is truly coming from someplace greater that's coming out of you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So what I do, there's a technique within sound healing, because what I use crystal bowls, and I use tuning forks and other methods, but my voice is what I carry with me. So the voice is what I've trained most on. And there is a technique which has come out in recent years. It's based on the Tibetan low voice chants and some of the Tuval throat singers, which is overtone chanting. And the premise is basically, if you can, when you hit two notes which are very sympathetic, they cause a vibration, and it causes a third note, which is an overtone. And that note, you're not actually singing it, but it is there present within your voice. When you sublimate your speaking voice, those overtones come out, because they're always present in our voice. But if we talk like that all the time, we would constantly be blissing out and no one would ever get any conversation done. So we sublimate those overtones in our normal conversation. So this technique that anybody can do is just relearning how to make your body into a resonant chamber. And when you sound, you use what's all I call sound, which is encoded breath. When you encode your breath with that intent, it causes your body and your cavities, your bones, to resonate, and it creates an overtone within your voice. You can actually tone the chakras up just through all of them, just through overtones with one note. And then just doing the overtones, because each note contains the overtones of all the different chakras.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to probably jump the gun here, Bonnie, but Michael, do you have like a CD, or say people aren't sure about their own ability to make that sound? Do you provide a CD, or is there a place on your website that folks can go to receive that sound healing?
Well, okay, so I don't have a CD myself. I prefer to work with people one-on-one, which is a wonderful thing to do, and I'm always open to that. There are tons of people who do amazing overtone singing. If you want to hear what it sounds like, people like Baird Hirsey, Jonathan Goldman, and others who have better vocal quality and better recording studios than I do to be able to record these, that you can actually hear what it is. But the techniques are the same.
Well, I like the idea of the one-on-one, so I support that 100% because you're actually connecting with their energy when, you know, when doing those healings. So, folks, you got to check Michael's website out. You got to connect with him if you have that need for healing. Check out his website.
Let me go ahead and let me give out Michael's phone number because I know that people are going to definitely be interested. Michael, are they able to work with you over phone or Skype, or do they have to be located near
in person?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You phone, Skype, anything is fine. As long as you can connect in and get the transmission of sound. There's a lot of, you know, debate within communities whether analog sound, like with voice when you're talking to someone, is the same or different than digital sound. Do you lose sound quality? And I haven't found that you lose that much, and it's an energetic change, an energetic exchange, and you can do that across corded wire or wireless. It's all vibration. You can send it anywhere.
Great. Michael's number is 301. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. No, you go.
Michael's number is 301-704-3897, and we're going to go ahead and take a break, real quick break now.
Because of you, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Because all a family should worry about is helping their child live. Plus, St. Jude freely shares the discoveries made. So every child saved at St. Jude means thousands more children can be saved around the world and in your community. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer. You can help. Continue the St. Jude mission of finding cures that are saving children by donating today with your heart. Please be generous, for those children need your help to survive. Please take action now and go to stjude.org. Thank you from the Triangle Variety Radio Network team.
Welcome back. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number again. If anybody has questions for Michael, the number is 949-272-9578, option 1. So, Michael, I'm going to hand it back to you. Hopefully we'll get to move through all of the chakras. But, you know, you say people out there with a better maybe recordings, I can get that because they need to, you know, you really need to have a good sound room to record them. But your voice and your energy as a healer, it really vibrates and resonates. And I think it's absolutely amazing. And you're such a gift to be here tonight sharing this with the listeners. But would we be able to move up the rest of the chakras?
Sure. So my angels are saying that I need to shift here a little bit. But yes, I can do something here. We can go up all of them, or if you would prefer, and what kind of I would like to do is kind of do the whole tone down and tone up all of the chakras, because basically my basic daily routine would be to tone each one. Tune into each one, and each one, you know, for the heart, A for the throat, I for the third eye, and E for the crown chakra. And then you tone from the top down to the bottom and back up again, and moving through those tones like that two or three times will balance all of those chakras together. This is a technique
that
Jonathan Goldman taught. It's actually called, he calls it the name of God technique. And you will kind of hear why when we do that. But that is kind of where I would like to go with this, if that would be okay right now.
Oh, that would be awesome. And again, I want to remind everyone, close your eyes, get comfortable, and just focus on Michael's energy and his sound of his voice.
Okay, so close your eyes. and just breathe normally and just concentrate on your breath. Just pay attention and be present to your breath and nothing else around you, and just be open.
Yeah, ditto. Wow.
Michael, you know,
and thank you
vibration.
For leaving a little bit of silence there, because...
Wow.
Yeah? Vibration?
Is it the vibration that works? How does sound therapy work? What exactly is it doing?
So, everything we know, science has proven, spirituality has said it for years, everything is vibration. Whether it's dense, slow vibration that creates a body, or fast vibration that creates color or sound, or even faster that creates light, everything is vibration. So even dis-ease has a vibration. Usually it is, if you think of a piano tuning, when our body gets out of tune, our body forgets what a healthy tune should be. So it begins to vibrate with the dis-ease, with the unhealthy tune. What sound therapy does is it creates a sympathetic vibration to the dis-ease, and then the two together create that third overtone, which is a harmonious vibration. And so they begin to vibrate both together, both the dis-ease and the sympathetic tone, as that overtone, as that third tone, which is the healing tone. So the healing basically brings yourself back in tune with where you were supposed to be originally. If that
I
makes
love
sense.
This. Wow. I love this. You know, and you're
yeah,
right,
and it's...
with the vibrations, you know, we tend to attune to whatever vibrational frequency that is around us. Be it good or bad.
And that's what causes that's what causes a lot of dis-ease in our body, is we are constantly being surrounded by disruptive, disharmonious sound. If you live next to a city, it's a jackhammer, or construction, or traffic, the noise of engines and the cars that we drive. Honking horns. It's always been one of the most fascinating things I've ever found, is that the sound of an ocean, and natural, it's not just the volume or the decibel of the sound, because the crashing wave on the ocean can be at the same decibel level as a jet engine. Yet a jet engine will bring you into severe disharmony, where the ocean waves will bring you back into harmony. But
well,
they're actually
the
measured at the
ocean.
same rate on the scale.
But the ocean waves emit a negative ion, you know, which is actually empowering or recharging, versus, you know, that jet airplane is putting out positive ions, you know, that are disruptive. Like you said, it's those negative ions that we want to surround ourselves with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now,
so doing sound... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael. Well, I was just going to ask you, you know, I don't have a voice like you, okay? You know, I don't even sound good in the shower. If I practice these techniques and take my focus, like, down to my root chakra, and I've practiced with the LAM and, you know, all the other way of doing it, And I feel a difference. But even if you don't have a great voice, will it still work on yourself for people as they practice?
Oh, yeah. I tell people, absolutely, it'll work on yourself and on others. I tell people as a singer, I make a great drummer. This is not about singing. This is not about having an operatic voice. My voice has changed the more I use these techniques. Your voice will become more resonant just on its own. So it's just a matter of practice. Anybody can do it. Everybody contains these tones within it. And actually, the sound of your own voice is the best healing modality for yourself.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Spirit was just telling me that your body is already familiar and comfortable with the sound of your own voice. And so it's mm-hmm. more so not that you're a good singer or a good toner, it's using those vowels, using those sounds, the O, the E, the I, the right?
Yes. So vowel sound creates connection. Consonants, which we use for words, creates actually disconnect in a lot of theories that I've seen, because once you go into words, you get into language, and languages can change. But vowel sounds themselves, just the vibration of that, your body understands intrinsically. It's the first sounds we emit when we're born. It's what the body understands. It's what spirit understands.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know, especially if our body is already familiar with the sound of our voice, that it would respond to whatever tone we choose to make with it.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely,
that
and that's
think
part
about
of my
people.
Job as a sound healer, just to find that part of my job as a sound healer is to find that sympathetic resonance which echoes the sound of the person I'm working with's own voice, so that their body will more readily receive the energy.
This is interesting. Now, Michael, you also mentioned that you work with the archangels. Explain how that helps with the healing technique that you teach or that you use.
So my angels, I have what I call a co-creative relationship with my angels. They do things for me. I do things with them. They do things with me. In a sense, it's like having adult friends over, as opposed to sitting in worship of a being or asking for favors. It's basically the healing and the ability to heal others, the ability to manifest creation very quickly in my life. It kind of comes as an offshoot of working with these beings, because they are quantum energy. They work on a very high vibration. As such, they work instantaneously with this. So they have taught me through working with them to move out of. The only way I can put it is like light can be either a point, it can be a particle, or it can be a waveform. And mm-hmm. we as humans exist as particles. We exist as points in time and space, an infinite number of points in our life, but they're all points. The angels have taught me to move into more of a waveform, so that I can move along the wave back and forward, and in doing so, I can find a reality where my body is healed, and then I can hold on to that reality, because one of the hardest things I've found in my sound healing, and one of the most interesting things, is that while people will be healed, I used to have a lady that would come to me for sound healing, and she would walk on two canes when she came into my studio because she had arthritis, and she would leave holding the canes. And slowly over a period of a month or so, her arthritis would come back because her body was not energetically able to hold on to the healing. It always reverted back to its original form of the dis-ease. And that is kind of what my angels have allowed me to do, which is to hold on to the healing that I was given and to move that forward and to teach others about it.
That is so interesting. Michael, we do have to take a break, but I want to invite our listeners to call in and ask questions. If you have questions about Mike's technique or if you have questions about utilizing the angels, give us a call. The call-in number is 949-272-9578. And then you can also join us through our live chat right here on our website at Blog Talk. So we'll be back shortly.
Bel Esprit is a free online magazine featuring columnists who are experts in their field. Bel Esprit magazine covers topics about health and healing, spiritual growth, angels, inspiration, divination, and the paranormal. You can also receive guidance from our experts to your questions or follow your astrological and lunar forecast for the month ahead. Bel Esprit magazine is offered free online for your education and enjoyment at belesprit.com. Bel Esprit means beautiful spirit, and that represents each and every one of us. Their logo is the diamond because it represents the full soul quality. Like a diamond, each facet is unique, holding a beauty all its own. Each facet represents a different characteristic of who we are as individuals. And yet, when we look at the whole diamond, with its flaws and inclusions, we see the exquisiteness of the diamond in its entirety. The collective of the whole soul quality, demonstrating that even in its imperfections, it is still seen as beautiful. Bel Esprit magazine spreads love, truth, and awareness to the world, leading the diamond in the rough to healing and growing into the best diamond we are all meant to be. Visit Bel Esprit at belesprit.com. That's BELLESPRIT.com.
All right, we are back. We've been talking with Michael Griffin, who has been teaching us about sound therapy. And when we took our break, Michael, we were talking about working with the archangels for our healing. How can we contact these archangels to initiate them for healing techniques?
So, as I stated earlier, usually they contact us. Usually through what happens when we have a major event in our life, like a disease or a cancer or a car accident or something that causes us to activate our kundalini and to move into that point of presence, of being very, very present to ourselves and to the flow of time. You can, of course, through practice, learn the techniques to open your kundalini very gently, very softly, and that is one of the things where I am. The angels have kind of been pushing me to write and to work on techniques to do that. It's almost as if you light a light within you, and then they show up, and then you can start a conversation with them. Part of this is the food and your body and clearing your body, not only physically but energetically. Through whatever techniques, whether it be sound or other techniques you have, or Reiki, or whatever techniques you use to do that, but to do it as a daily practice. One technique I found which has been probably the most beneficial to me was a mantra that I found from a Sikh class I took on Kundalini Yoga, called the Adnad Kriya, and it's just a very quick mantra. The Sikh Kundalini Yoga mantras are very, very much geared to cleaning out not only your endocrine system, but your energetic system as well. But this system itself, this mantra itself, was designed primarily to make your words be true in heaven. Because one of the things that Michael, my contact, said to me when they came through to me was, I asked them, why are you paying attention to me now? And they said, because we can believe your words.
Wow.
We use a little phrase every day, and it's one of the most powerful phrases in the universe, and it's the phrase, I am. And
mm-hmm.
we always put lots of negatives behind it. I am tired. I am hungry. I am depressed. And that word, I am, if you go back in history, has always been associated with the name of the divine. Within the Bible going back, within Hindu scriptures going back, there are rough translations where the divine says, I am, that is called I am.
And
so
that makes
I
sense.
Am being part of creation. When we say all these things, I am tired, I am depressed, I am this, it lends them, the archangels think that is what we are.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, we have to prove to them that now that we are saying, I am ready to talk to you, that we are actually meaning it, and that they can believe our words, and then that we're not going back and becoming liars and say that we are less than who we are.
And you have to believe that you can talk to them, that they listen to you.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Belief
that
always
so
plays.
That is so
powerful. I'm constantly asked, do you believe in angels and why? And I do, because I've seen them. But no one has been able to prove any of this exists except by personal anecdotal evidence. And in a sense, it's very, very much like quantum energetics, where they postulate the Higgs boson, the zero point, you know, the piece of the puzzle that underlays everything, and they know it's there because they see its effects on everything around it, but no one has yet found it. So in a sense, these angelic beings are the same way. You know they are there by their effects around it. Very rarely have I ever seen them appear. Once or twice they've appeared. They usually appear as a vision in my mind. I have had actual physical manifestations happen, but mostly it's through the signs that I have come to recognize as them, such as, for me, it's usually white feathers. And every once in a while, in their wicked sense of humor, they will hang one in the middle of the air across a highway somewhere that I'm driving, and there's no way that that feather could just be sitting right there, but yet there it is. So little things like that, where you just kind of see the signs and you get the idea that they're there, and then you go and you go from this, okay, so you're here, so I'm paying attention now, so speak to me. And then we have conversations. And sometimes I say, no, I can't do that because I'm physically unable. Sometimes I say yes, but we have conversations and we negotiate.
So it's almost
so
like
to me, that is.
Isn't it kind of like remembering your childhood and your imaginary friend? You know, they're your friend. They're there to listen. They're there to help us and give advice. We just don't see them, but we feel them.
Right. And
you
absolutely.
Know,
and they will react
here.
To you.
Oh.
Okay.
I was just going to say, you know, there's a place called UFO TV, and these are actually government remote viewers, and they were trying to affect, say, Russia, and they were trying to affect what people were doing, and they realized that every time they tried to manipulate someone through remote viewing, that it wouldn't work. So they remote viewed the remote viewer, and they were seeing these beings with wings. And when they went back and looked, they're like, oh, my gosh, these are the angels from the Bible that we're seeing. So the angels are around us, and even the government now is, you know, through the remote viewers, they're acknowledging that they're seeing them when people are trying to be manipulated for harm. You know, so I do want to, you know, toss that out, that people with the ability to see are seeing them around the world.
Yeah. So, Michael,
yeah,
well,
that's
we,
fascinating.
We,
I have not heard that.
Yeah. Do we need to know, like, all the angels' names, or do we just trust the name that comes to us when we're conversing with our angels?
They do not have names such as we know them.
Right.
Mine have different names because I grew up and these are the names. So they, I say they, even when I talk about one singular Michael, I say they because, again, as quantum beings and waveforms, they all exist together. If you think
exactly.
of like one giant high or facets of a diamond, that you're looking at one facet you might call Michael, but the other facets of Gabriel, Uriel, or Samael, or Raphael are all still there too. So those may glint to you at one point and catch your attention, or they all may be glinting to you depending on how the light comes through.
Mm-hmm.
So the name is less important than what you do with
exactly.
it. They don't mind. You can call them Bob. They don't care. You can call them Susie. There is no real meaning to the name other than it's a frame of reference for us. It gives that point of presence that they can come to and we can come to and meet. Just like with sound therapy, those two points of resonance create a third point of that overtone, which is the communication portal between us.
Right. So we basically, the reason I asked that question is that, you know, I don't want people to refrain from communicating with an archangel or an angel, period, because you don't know their name. It's more about the connection, you know, and and you're right. You know, they'll answer to anything as long as you communicate. So don't not talk to your angels just because you feel like, oh, I don't know their names or, you know, I don't know anything about angels.
Mm-hmm.
Let them teach you.
Absolutely. And question them. Question everything, even what they
mm-hmm.
say. They don't mind questions.
Mm-hmm.
They like them because just because I've always found in my estimation, just because something comes to you and says it's an angel doesn't necessarily mean it is.
Exactly.
Until you know for sure. Yeah. Question it. Question, question, question. Questions move you into the flow, into the waveform. It moves you out of that point of presence. So it moves you more energetically toward them. So they're fine with questions because their whole purpose here, if they truly are the angels, to me, is to animate that which is already within us, to animate that spark of spirit that we were given by the divine to live our life here, to elevate that spark, and that is their main purpose.
And so what do our angels want from us? It's a loaded question.
They really want, yeah, I know, totally. In general forms, I mean, they're going to be specific things. Mine are very specific in what they need me to do, when they need me to do it, where they need me to go. But the ones that I work with, the aeons, the big ones like Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, who have been called before me, you know, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, Daniel, Samael, or Azrael, and Becca, these, again, their purpose is to animate that spirit. I am a firm believer that we are all divine beings on a human path and that we are perfect in our imperfections. We were born here to experience the imperfectness of a very dense matter life. So we are spirit having that experience. Their job is to help us through it and to raise us up. Our job in this co-creative relationship is to help them move and change and advance larger beings like the planet and the universe. So we can help that from this dense matter standpoint because as beings of light, they don't have hands. They don't have, they can't, sometimes they can, but mostly they can't really reach in and manipulate your computer or talk to other beings because those beings aren't there for us to talk to. So a lot of what I do for them is reaching out to other people and creating connections, of bringing people to the point of part where particle waveform meet and showing them how to manipulate those two states so that then they can move up into the same type of work that I do and can speak mm-hmm. to these beings. And that's kind of what they want from us, to communicate, to work with them for the advancement of the universal, divine, whatever you may call it.
And so it's basically
Michael,
listening to that yet still small voice in your mind, you know, in your head.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
Go
it
ahead.
All comes from the stillness.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bonnie. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Michael, it has been such a pleasure having you here. Is it okay if I go ahead and give out your email address with your phone number again?
Absolutely.
Okay. For those that would like to schedule an appointment with Michael and go ahead and get information, his email is mfsieger, S-I-E-G-E-R, @gmail.com. And his phone number is 301-704-3897. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. And then, Michael, if you can just hang on for a few minutes and we'll go ahead and wrap everything up for the listeners, but I want to see if there's anything you want to have, but we're going to take a break real quick.
Okay.
All righty, great.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line...
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Well, we are coming to the getting here. We've got about 15 minutes left for the show. Michael, is there anything you want to add about the angels here? Anything that you would like to encourage or let the listeners know when it comes to developing their own personal relationship with the angels?
Just listen. Learn to listen. One of the few things that we don't do within humanity so much is we don't listen. We are always preparing the next thing that we want to say. And I need to thank you all for allowing me, when I was doing my sound healing, that little bit of silence before and the silence after. Because in the silence is where the voices come. These are truly voices in the silence. From that anahata, that unstruck sound of the heart chakra, this is where they come through. And so in the silence of your thoughts is where you will hear the voices. And don't be afraid, I mean, like I was originally, to talk back to the voices in your head, because sometimes they are real and they are the angels communicating you from that silence. So have the courage to do that and separate yourself. And just do it in joy and have fun with it. Because if you're not going to have fun with it, then the angels are not going to be a path that you're going to want to continue down.
So fun is really important, you're saying, to be, you know, when we're having fun, our heart chakra is open, our emotions are flowing, our kundalini
yeah.
is going.
Yes.
You know, so that having fun with them raises our vibration and makes it more possible to hear them.
Yes. I was always taught all acts of love and joy are a worship. Love, joy, laughter, all of that, especially love, especially laughter, are the best medicines and the quickest, easiest way to connect into spirit.
Awesome. Well, Michael, we thank you so much for being here tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and give out your phone number and address again, or your email address. It's MF Sieger, M as in Michael, F as in Frank, Sieger, Sieger, @gmail.com, and the phone number is 301-704-3897, and as everybody can see tonight, Michael is an amazing healer. If you're dealing with any type of illness, we highly recommend that you give him a call. Michael, it has been such a pleasure to have you here. We thank you for coming.
Thank you both very, very much. It's been a great honor and a joy for me to be here with you tonight.
Thank you, and blessings, Michael.
Blessings to you, too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Oh, wow, Bell, he was amazing. Could you feel that vibration?
Didn't. Yes. There is such a frequency that comes with him that is healing in itself. I feel like that I could just listen to him talk and get that healing.
Yes. He has one of those voices. And you know what I really got into is when he was talking about wave forms, mm-hmm. you know, and being points of energy. And that really made sense to me about the waves and being in the flow. My eyes opened up and I had an epiphany. This was just amazing.
Yeah.
And
what an amazing man.
Yeah, definitely. And you know something, he is an amazing drummer as well. He actually drummed for the inauguration at the White House.
Oh, wow. So he was healing the Congress, right? They just didn't realize it, but
yeah.
That's what he was doing. Yeah, that's amazing.
Bell,
what a talent.
We have a caller. We have a caller, so we're going to go ahead and let's take a call.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Antaria.
Well, hello,
hi there.
Antaria. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was calling.
Good, and how
reading.
Can we help you?
I wanted to get a free reading.
What would you... Okay, what would you like your question to be tonight?
Well, my aunt just passed yesterday, and I was wondering if there was any message from her there or anything.
Okay.
What's your aunt's first name?
Pauline.
Pauline, okay. I ask for the first name, Antonia, just because it helps me to be able to connect with her energy. And
right.
Just as a basic understanding, when our loved ones pass, there's about a two-week time frame where they're still what we might call earthbound, which means
mm-hmm.
they're getting used to that body and spirit again. And so this is the time frame when many people will report, oh, my gosh, I could have sworn I saw her walk through the door. Or I woke up and she was standing at the foot of my bed. It's because
yes.
she was, you know, because she's still in that connected physical but yet spiritual state. And and they usually take about a two-week time frame, but what they're trying to do is to say goodbye or to let you know that they're okay. And
right.
I do have to add in regards to Pauline, she passed due to a, I don't know if I would have called this a long illness, but she does kind of make me feel like that this had been going on for a while. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so what she's grateful for, she tells me, I'm so grateful that I am free, that she's released from this. And and she really wants to let everybody know that she is so thankful for, how do I put this, Antonia? But like everybody was very understanding. Like even though
mm-hmm.
we were sad because she passed, everybody kind of had that thought of, thank God she's free. Thank God that she's free of this illness. You know, that
right.
seems to be what everybody was grateful for. Not that, you know, so much that the focus was, boo-hoo, I lost her. They were
mm-hmm.
grateful and happy that she was now free of that. And that's what she's bringing through, that she's so glad that everybody's got that mindset, you know, because that helps to release her as well. So we're not hanging on to her. We're releasing her. We're setting her free. And
right.
And so she just wants to tell everybody thank you for that.
Okay.
And this lady is quite a character.
Yes, she is.
You know, and because when she first came through, she does this like a curtsy, you know, like, here I am, you know, just that dynamic personality. And but she wants everyone to know, as she's already said,
You know, she wants everyone to know how much she loves them. But she also mm-hmm. mentions, wasn't there a son that was connected to her who either did not get to see her prior to her passing or didn't get to say goodbye or something?
Yes.
She mentions a son. And she
yes.
says, just tell him it's okay. She goes,
okay.
I know where his heart is. I know where his heart is. And to let him know
right.
it's okay.
Right. Wow. Yes. Was she a disciplinarian as well? Because she's showing me like I don't know if when you were children that she would tap you on the behind and, you know, straighten up, straighten up. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I mean, honestly, I can't really remember my childhood that much as far as with her, but she was really the type that was like playful, like a big kid, like she thought she was kind of on our level.
She's
showing me there was also a time when she was kind of disciplinarian with children to raise them right. She is speaking through about that. So there seems to be some guidance that she's bringing through about, you know, raising the children right. That is something that she's pointing out to me.
She's using the word manners. Kids need manners.
Ah, okay. yeah, and it's done.
That might have been her sister, because that's the way that her sister was. Like, she was really strict. So I don't really know. Yeah,
is her sister also in spirit?
Yes, that's okay. My mom's mom.
So that's who you're connecting with,
okay.
Bonnie.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
That's who's coming
which
in.
Which means they're together. It simply
oh, wow.
means they're together.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I just heard
yeah.
now heaven is in trouble. I just heard that. Heaven is in trouble now.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
And in that, the message for you is you are surrounded by love. You know,
mm-hmm.
they will cross back and forth to support you. Okay, is there one of them, I've got both of them, but it feels like Colleen is showing me little knickknacks, like some little special knickknacks, or did she collect or have knickknacks?
Well, yes, she did.
Something little.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She's showing me them, and she's calling it the inheritance. And she really shows me she wants these to go to the women so that they will be appreciated. And I don't know if she had a chair, and then right beside the chair was a little table, and there's something special on that little table that she's pointing out for you. Did she have a comfortable chair that she used to sit in?
There was
like,
a chair next to the table. Uh-huh.
Okay. She wants you to look at that. And it almost looks like it's round. It's a little item, but it meant a great deal to her, and she wants you to have that.
Okay. Okay, well,
yes.
I'll definitely look when I go back.
Good. All righty. Well, it has been a blessing talking to you. Give
yes,
your family
yes.
loves and hugs.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Oh.
Wasn't she
what
a joy?
What an amazing, yes, she is. Yes, she is. What an amazing, amazing family she has.
So, Belle, it has been another wonderful show. And
yes.
Next week we have the author Lawrence Hyde, who is has a book out called Ready for the Woo Woo Stuff, that we'll be interviewing, and that'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We invite everyone.
Thank you for tuning into the Empowerment Zone. If you missed any portion of this program, be sure to listen to the repeat on Blog Talk Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or letters before next week's show, email us at bonnie-jean@trianglevarietyradio.com. Join the Empowerment Zone next week at this same time, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, U.S. time.